We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of a Pack-A-Day Podcast, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thank you so much for making this part of your day. My name is Nick Schmitz, and I will be your host today. It is Sunday, March 17th. Jimmy, at the time of recording, it's not St. Patrick's Day, but at the time people are listening to this, it is St. Patrick's Day. You know, have a few beverages, you know, excuse to drink a little bit of, Irish whiskey or Guinness beer. Will you be partaking in any St. Patty's Day festivities?
Yes. It's funny you said those two things, because I was, before we started recording, I was in the house and I said, Dez, I know I'm trying to drink less, / you told me to drink less, but I'm like 2% Irish, and I think I need to have whiskey and or Guinness today. So I'm going to see what her answer is. Based on if she says yes or no, I'll be partaking. It all depends on her response.
Well, I don't know exactly what we're doing. I'm hanging out with the in-laws this weekend. My son's name is Patrick, and so St. Patrick's Day is his feast day. So that's exciting. We're going to be going and visiting the family, and it sounds like we're going to a bar of some sort. So, you know, I mean, classic way to raise a Wisconsin kid on St. Patrick's Day, take an 18-month-old to a bar, right? And just, you know, have some drinks, have some fun, and, at the time of recording, I don't know who's going to be in the Big Ten championship game for the other side, but we know the Badgers are there at this point. So as a Badger fan, I'll be watching that. Hopefully they win. And so it's we're halfway through March, Jimmy.
Crazy.
Free agency is, it's kind of in the books, because technically New Year League has started, and if you're not on a team, you can sign at any point really. But the big stuff, happened earlier this week. Obviously, the Packers made some, pretty big moves, both in signing players and letting players go. And so today, Jimmy, we thought we would just kind of go around the entire NFC North and just kind of reflecting upon free agency for all four of those teams. You know, who's got stock up, who's got stock down. Obviously, the draft is coming up, and, that's going to obviously change a few things here and there. But teams right now are pretty set with their team pre-draft. Obviously, post-draft, some things will change here and there, obviously. Let's get into these teams here. And Jimmy, let's start with the Detroit Lions. And, you know, they didn't really, they weren't super active from, you know, they didn't, I didn't hear their name as far as signings, you know, as far as, you know, players that were let go, none that really come to mind that are a big name. You know, it feels like it honestly for me a little bit, it feels kind of like the, you know, 2010 through 2020 Packers, right? Where they make the playoffs, they kind of got their core team set. They don't really have money to go out and sign big name players. And obviously they're going to lose a couple of players, but you know, they still got Jared Goff. You got Amon St. Brown. Is it Jameson Williams, the other wide receiver from Alabama or Georgia? I think it's Alabama. And you know, so it's kind of what this offseason feels a little bit like for them is the Packers of you know the last decade or so, where they kind of got everything in place, but they don't really have a whole lot of money to spend. And I think Jimmy, you know, we'll talk about this, you know, near the end, but you know, if they're not the favorite to win the division this year, I would imagine they're right behind Green Bay and a very close number. So, you know, obviously not a whole lot going on with them, but, you know, they seem to be a pretty strong team going into next year.
Yeah, I think, honestly, their biggest – it's not even a signing. It's just they didn't lose Ben Johnson. Not losing Ben Johnson to one of the head coach vacancies is such a big deal for them because he is the offense. Dan Campbell is not an offensive genius. He's not a defensive genius. He's a culture setter, and he's somebody to get your team following the same goal, the same mission. What a coach like that relies on is his defensive and offensive coordinator, and keeping Ben Johnson, somebody that multiple teams would have loved for him to be in the building, is huge. He knows he's a hot commodity when he's asking 10 million plus a year to be a first time head coach. But so the thing with the money is they have money, but they have so many people coming up soon for big contracts. Jared Goff is going to be up for an extension. Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to be up for an extension. Penei Sewell eventually is going to be up for an extension. So they have these big name players that they're going to have to sign. You can't lose Jared Goff. You can figure out, is he really worth it? Is he another Kirk Cousins where he can get you to the playoffs, but not to the Super Bowl? They have to figure out that position, but with St. Brown and Penei Sewell, they're going to be they're going to be expensive. And so like looking at the moves they made, that makes sense. They signed Marcus Davenport to a 1-year deal, put him opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. That's a step up. They still have Justin Houston. Brought in DJ Reader to help in the middle for the run defense, traded for Carlton Davis, re-signed Emmanuel Mosley. They lost Gardner Johnson. He went back to the Eagles, which is hilarious after trash talking the fans. But they've made moves to solidify their spot. So it might not be enough to be like, oh, these guys are Super Bowl favorites in the NFC. But it's enough for them to be in the same position they were last year, one game away from the Super Bowl. And you can say they improved. Having Davenport, definitely a step up. Having Reader in the middle, definitely a step up. Carlton Davis, I know they signed Sutton last year from the Steelers, and he, after they switched from zone to man, shout out to The Athletic for pointing that out, struggled a lot. So bringing in Carlton Davis is a step up. But kind of to what you're saying, the Lions, it's not so much that they jumped up to be like, hey, this team is a Super Bowl favorite, but it is a team that you have to worry about on a Packer sense to kind of, again, dominate the division, because it really wasn't close last year. It was the Lions, Packers after, and then Vikings pretty close behind, and the Bears doing whatever the Bears did last year. So I think they made signings that slightly improved the team. A couple things go their way. Last year, they were in the Super Bowl. I think with Ben Johnson, I don't see him leave. I don't see him sticking around again for a third year. People thought he was going to get a Super or a head coaching job 2 years ago. Again, this past season, I don't see him turning that down again. So these signings make sense for the position they're in. Like this is most like 99% sure this is the last time you have this group together. And so the signings make sense on that part. That being said, the Packers can still kick your ass, but it's still a very good team.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be an issue at least this coming year, if not, you know, for years to come in the NFC North. Jimmy, let's go to Chicago, where the Bears once again feel that they have won the offseason and that they are going to be just the world beater. They're going to win. They're going to win 17 games this year and lose in the divisional round. You know, that's where they're at right now. But, you know, they obviously they made a lot of moves. They traded for Keenan Allen. You know, that's going to help their wide receiver core. They signed DeAndre Swift, running back. You know, he's no stranger to the NFC North. Was with the Lions, then the Eagles, and now back in the NFC North again with the Bears. They signed tight end Gerald Everett from the Chargers. And signing there, signed Jonathan Owens. Gotta love these NFC North teams just taking, you know, players from Green Bay. So good luck to Jonathan Owens there. And then signed Kevin Byard, who came over from the Eagles, and he was with the Titans before the Eagles traded for him, correct?
Yep.
So Bears making a lot of moves this offseason. They obviously had a lot of money to spend. They re-signed Jalen Johnson, and they also re-signed I had the same name twice. So Jalen Johnson, obviously not two different Jalen Johnsons, but so they've obviously done a lot of work this offseason. They also brought in quarterback Brett Rippon from the Rams. If you think that name sounds familiar, it's because it is. He is the sad, sad third string quarterback that started for the Rams against the Packers this past year at Lambeau. Yeah. You know, they got some other things they got to do, though. You know, Justin Fields is still under contract. They've struggled to find a trade partner for him. What are they going to do with the first pick? A lot of people think they're going to take Caleb Williams, but free agency so far, I mean, from what they've done, like their stock seems to be going in the right direction. But I mean, Jimmy, to me, the big thing is they still don't know who their quarterback is. And I've always been a believer in this, that, you know, Keenan Allen, yeah, great receiver. And DJ Moore, yeah, great receiver. But if you don't have a quarterback to throw them the football, like, who cares, right? Like, I remember when Greg Jennings left the Packers and went to the Vikings, and Viking fans were super excited because Greg Jennings was a great receiver, regardless of what you think of him. Like, in his time in Green Bay, he was a really good receiver. And then he fell off the face of the earth because Aaron Rodgers wasn't throwing him the football anymore, right? And that makes a difference. And that's not to say that if the Bears do draft Caleb Williams, that Caleb Williams can't throw him the football. We just don't know that. And so some of these, you know, signings are really very dependent on what they do at the quarterback position and if they can get it right. And Jimmy, history tells us, like, they're not going to. Even if they draft Caleb Williams, they're not going to get it right. That's what history tells us. But, yeah. You know, they've obviously been very busy. Their fans think they're winning the Super Bowl this year. So, you know, what do you make of the Bears today?
It's so crazy to think that we're over a month removed from actual football, and it's already the start of free agency. But despite the end of football, the action on the floor is just beginning to heat up. It's tournament season, the NBA's in its final push towards the playoffs, and there is no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. So that means it's time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks. There are so many reasons why Prize Picks is my favorite fantasy app, but my absolute favorite aspect is the fact that I can log in, easily make my selections, and submit my entry within 60 seconds. Prize Picks completely changed my football season and my overall enjoyment of the game. Now, it's NCAA tournament time, and I sincerely cannot wait to combine two of my favorite activities, March Madness and Prize Picks. This week, I'm already keeping an eye out for Damian Lillard three-point makes, Nikola Jokic rebounds, and let's just say I plan on making a ton of Caitlin Clark picks over the next couple weeks. The best part is that right now you can download the app and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. So download that app right now and use code PACKADAY for that first deposit match up to $100. Prize picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I think with the Bears, what are they right now? The 9th or 10th pick in the draft. So
I think they're 10 with their own pick and then one with the Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah. So with their own pick, they're the 10th. So they moved up from last year because they were the first overall pick with their own that obviously they traded to the Panthers. But with these moves, like they've improved. There's no denying it. The question is how much. And like you said, it all goes to what they do with that first overall pick. If they roll back with Justin Fields, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys suck. If they get Caleb Williams, this year is a question. Does he come out hot and have an incredible rookie season like Robert Griffin III? Does he take a little bit to develop? It really all depends on him. But I think they put themselves in a position right now to be in contention. Again, the biggest asterisk in the world goes to Caleb Williams' production, because I'm not going to entertain Drake May, Jaden Daniels, all that stuff that some people, obviously the masses think it's Caleb Williams or bust for the number one pick. But people may be even hinting at other things, trading down. If they don't take Caleb Williams, in my opinion, it's just a Bears move at that point, just doing something stupid as hell. I do think they put themselves to be in wild card contention just with bringing in Keenan Allen, pairing him with DJ Moore. They lost Darnell Mooney, but that's he was like a second, third option on that offense anyways behind, yeah, Cole Kmet that was getting a lot of targets in the second half of the year. I think that they've made smart moves, but that's what a team does when they suck and they have a lot of money. They have this stuff to throw around. Bringing in Bernard is good. Jonathan Owens was serviceable. He's not a starting caliber safety that you want. I definitely think the team improved, but again, it all goes to Caleb Williams if they draft him. What does he do? You have DeAndre Swift, which when healthy is a good running back. You also have three of them back there with Herbert as an option. Roshan Johnson, I think his last name is, that you just took last year in the draft. So there's so many question marks around this team. But they look like they're making the right moves. Their defense was really good the second half of the year last year. Marquez Sweat, they traded for, gave him an extension. So they have pieces. Do I think they're a lock in the playoffs like Bear fans think? No, but I think they definitely contend for the wild card spot. And you're going to see with this NFC North, I am a person that thinks this, the NFC North could be one of the tougher divisions in the entire NFL, not for like top talent wise. Obviously you have the Chiefs top talent. You have the Eagles, hopefully having a bounce back year, Cowboy, like the NFC East is going to be another top one. But just for a race of teams in it right now, I think the NFC North really could be, really could contend to have one or two wild card spots. And that goes, obviously, in my brain, I have the Lions and Packers in those positions, and then a race between the Vikings and Bears. But I know Packer fans don't like to hear people praising rivals, but Bears are making right moves if they get Caleb Williams and he's as good as people project. Like, it is something we have to worry about.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think they've, you know, but you know, the one thing to always keep in mind is teams that win the off season typically don't win in season. So take that for what it is. So, all right, well, let's move over to that purple choking team that everybody loves to hate. The Minnesota Vikings. So they've obviously had quite the off season. You know, the biggest thing of note for them, quite honestly, is Kirk Cousins leaving. And I know people like to bag on Kirk Cousins that, you know, he's not a great quarterback. I mean, the reality is, you know, he's really good in the regular season. And I, for one, am thankful to not have to play him twice a year. Not that, you know, again, not that he was a world beater, but he was just good enough to be annoying and beat us. So glad that he's gone, because it's also put that quarterback room in total flux, right? Because they did sign Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
So he is what, probably at this moment in time, the projected starting quarterback for them this year, which isn't all that scary. And they acquired the Texans pick. I think it was pick like 23. So I think they have 11 and 23. Which that to me indicates that they're looking to trade up into the top seven and see if they can't snag a quarterback. That's what that would be my read of that. But we also know that they went out and signed Aaron Jones. That's, you know, obviously a sore spot for a lot of Packer fans. You and I, Jimmy, we've talked about it. We're over it. You know, it is what it is. So, you know, they've been pretty active as well, bringing in some players. But again, I kind of look at them today, you know, the same way I look at the Bears, in the sense that they don't really have a quarterback. Like Sam Darnold, like, it didn't work out in New York, but like, I give them a little bit of a pass there because it's nobody's good for the Jets. Like, that team is cursed. And then I know he just came over from San Francisco, where he was backing up Brock Purdy. It's possible he went. It's possible he was somewhere else as well, that I just don't remember. But clearly, he's kind of bouncing around the league, and it doesn't mean he's a bad quarterback. But like, at best, he's the third best quarterback in the division. At absolute best, third best in the division. So you know, they've obviously made some moves. But, you know, right now, Jimmy, they're not coming across to me as a team that, you know, is going to be competing for a division title.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. I think out of all the teams, they improved the least. Sucks to say, because Aaron Jones went there. I think he's going to do great stuff for the offense. Obviously, they have Justin Jefferson, which they're waiting on an extension there. Like, who knows? I know the Bengals reached out to try to get a trade for him. There's other things floating around that he wants to see what quarterback they have before he makes a decision. But at the end of the day, like, you lost your two best edge rushers in Danielle Hunter and Marcus Davenport. Obviously, he went to the Lions. Hunter went to the Texans. You got Grenard from the Texans, so he's there. Like, that, congrats. You replaced two of them with one good one. But at the end of the day, this is not a team built to win the division right now. And even with Sam Darnold, somebody who had top talent coming into the NFL, we saw what he did with the Jets, went to the Panthers, sucked, went to the 49ers, was a backup, had a couple games where he played a little bit, was fine. But again, that's a system quarterback. It doesn't matter who's in the 49ers, it's a system quarterback. We've seen that. Garoppolo, Purdy, Darnold, if he would have played more. Like, it's a system. O'Connell, from the Vikings head coach, is from that system. But at the end of the day, you don't have the talent offensively and defensively the 49ers had. So will you take a step up from last year? Yeah. Congrats. Are you enough to be a playoff threat to actually like win a game and move along? I don't think so. I don't think they've done enough. Even if they trade up, which they're preparing to do, getting the 23rd overall pick, you're then relying on obviously Caleb Williams, favorite to go first. Drake May, favorite to go second, even though Jaden Daniels is close from the reports out there. So if you trade up to the third spot with the Patriots, you're taking not even sloppy seconds. You're taking sloppy thirds at that point. And it worked out for the Chargers getting Herbert after the Dolphins took Tua. I don't see that happening again. Like, that's an anomaly at that point. If they trade up to, even if they get JJ McCarthy. So your options are now JJ McCarthy, who relied heavily on a run game in a college system, and Sam Darnold. So did they improve offensively with Aaron Jones? Yes. Defensively, I think they regressed. Obviously their defensive coordinator was really good last year. Flores had the defense doing funky things. The same thing I said to the Lions, Packers can still kick your ass, but I don't know. It's, they've made moves, but not enough to be like, oh, they're a threat to the division. They're a big threat for the wild card. I think if this team is one that, could they surprise somebody? Sure. Any team in the NFL could surprise somebody, but it's nothing in my opinion that we need to worry about. Jones could have a great year for sure. I think he will. It's a revenge year, but I don't think that translates to them being like a dominant. No, I don't want to say dominant. That's out of the question in my mind, but a playoff team.
Yeah, you know, again, for me, it really just comes back to that quarterback position. It's a quarterback-driven league. And right now in the NFC North, you know, Jared Goff, we know what he is. You know, has he hit his ceiling, right? You know, like, he's clearly better than Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins has one playoff win in his career, right? Yeah. But does Jared Goff transcend your team, right? Who knows?
Yeah.
And then you have Jordan Love, who, I mean, after 1 year and after the second half of the season, it looks like he's, you know, really going to be growing into like another great quarterback for the Packers. But obviously time will tell with year two. But like right now, if you're betting on teams based on quarterbacks, like, it's Green Bay and it's Detroit, and you're not betting on Sam Darnold or whatever the hell the Bears trot out there week one. So,
honestly, well, then, for the Vikings, I hope they trade with the Patriots and just take Marvin Harrison, because I would love a season at least to just have Marvin Harrison and Justin Jefferson on the same team. Yeah, again, it sucks.
Why?
It's a division rival. It sucks because it's a division rival, but that'd be fun as hell.
No, it wouldn't. It would be awful.
Awful as a takeout fan perspective. It'd be crazy to have those two on the same team. I was thinking about that the other day. I was driving.
Jimmy, you're right. It would be crazy to have Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Jordan Addison on the same team and them just not do anything. And Aaron Jones, and them not do anything because their quarterback sucks. You're right.
Dumbass Sam Darnold passing the ball. It'd be fun. I would love to watch the Vikings somehow mess that up.
Well, Jimmy, let's get into it then. I mean, we're going to kind of skip the Packers because obviously at this point, everybody kind of knows, you know, what they've done. It's been talked about, obviously, all this past week, so we're not going to dive super deep into them. But let's just go around the rest of the division here, Jimmy, and just, I'm going to give you a team name, and you tell me stock up or stock down right now for them, okay? So let's start with the Lions. Stock up or stock down right now? If you're buying, are you buying or selling them?
That's is neutral an option? I think it's neutral to slightly up. Like, that's where I'm with them. They've done enough moves to solidify themselves as a top contender like they did last year, but nothing to be a Super Bowl favorite.
Okay. Interesting. I would say, you know, I'm kind of in the same spot, because one of the things I'm going to be very interested to see with them is it actually has nothing to do with like signings and whatnot, but you know, this is a team that for the first time in their franchise history won the NFC North, right? 30 years without winning the division title. They win the division title and they get all the way to the NFC Championship game. And by halftime, it looks like they're going to the Super Bowl, right? And then that doesn't pan out, right? So how does this team respond to that? As a franchise that like doesn't play in NFC Championship games, right? And doesn't make the playoffs and doesn't win divisions. To get that close and then blow that lead, right? How do they respond? I think that's going to be the biggest thing, because if they respond poorly, I think it could be a train wreck year for them.
And it's the first time in, like you mentioned, 30 years that they're going to be playing a number one seed schedule.
Right.
Like they haven't had that. They haven't been in a position where they play the top dogs of the top divisions. So giving those outlier games that the Packers had for however many years with Rodgers, like this is their first time now realizing like, oh, we don't play the worst team in the division for a couple games. We play the best. So that's definitely a thing to add too.
Yeah. So I would say I'm with you. I would say neutral to, excuse me, slightly up, because I will say, I don't think what they did this past year was a fluke, right? I think Dan Campbell and that front office has built a winning team. So I would say neutral to slightly up. So, all right, let's go to the Bears. You buying them, selling them? How are you feeling about the Bears stock today?
Their stock's gone up to me. The money that they had, the moves that they made already, and having the number one pick. I know we're not to that point yet, but just all those things packaged together, it's stock up. You can't get worse, especially with the way their defense ended last year being positive. They added pieces to the offense. They're going to get a new quarterback. Stock's up there. How much the stock is up all depends on how the quarterback plays. But it's stock up for me. And I know Packer fans hate to even acknowledge those things, but it's true.
I'm going to go the opposite, Jimmy. I'm going to say stock down.
Respect.
No. So here's the thing, though. This is why I say stock down, is because they're once again at a position where how are you going to feel about the Bears, Jimmy, if Justin Fields is the starting quarterback week one this year? Like not from a Packer fan's perspective. Like if you were a Bears fan, how would you feel if Justin Fields was the starting quarterback?
See, I just don't even think that's a possibility. If you do that, you are the most asinine.
Right, GM right. So, in the right, right. League. So that's my point. Is like you can't do that, right? So then the other option is it means you're starting a different quarterback yet again, and it's most likely going to be a rookie. So for this coming season, like rookie quarterbacks. I mean, yes, I know C.J. Stroud played well last year, but like. This is the I'm sorry. This is a franchise and an organization that can't get the I saw a stat. I think it was about Keenan Allen. By acquiring him, his statistics is fifth all time in Bears receiving history. And and he hasn't played a snap for them. This is a franchise that is inept at the offensive side of the ball in an offensive league. Again, for me, it's all about quarterback. Did they get better at positions? Certainly. But it's all about the quarterback.
We know that.
And they don't know what they're doing. And this is the other problem, is we're sitting here and they still don't they may know that they're drafting Caleb Williams, but they don't know what they're doing with Justin Fields. They're trying to trade him and they're finding out that rug induced idea that he was a second round pick is just not true.
But the thing I go back to is and I don't even want to entertain Jaden Daniels or Drake May. If they take a quarterback, it's Caleb Williams. His projection of just quarterback play, though, in my opinion, granted he's a rookie and who knows what could happen, but all you're doing is replacing Justin Fields, who is a great runner and could have maybe one out of every 8 or 10 deep balls look pretty. But besides that, it's hard to decline at that position. They had an undrafted free agent come in at quarterback this past season and win a couple games. So they're not – the quarterback play was so bad last year that it's hard to be worse even with the rookie taking over. So that's the only thing in my mind that's let's say worst case scenario, Caleb Williams is a wash with Justin Fields. Adding the pieces they did has to boost them up a little bit, because there's no way Caleb Williams can be worse than Justin Fields.
I don't know about that, but I mean, I hear what you're saying, but again, this is a franchise that likes to take quarterbacks and absolutely ruin them. So
that's also very true.
All right, let's go to Minnesota here. Vikings, stock up or stock down with them?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming,
and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hate this. I'm too much of an optimist. I'm not going to say stock up with them. It's, to me, again, it's completely neutral. They lost pieces on the defense. They replaced. I take it back. I'm going to go stock down just because of the defense. Losing Hunter, losing Davenport. Yes, you brought in Aaron Jones, which is a spark to your offense. But to me, the question mark for quarterback for the Vikings is bigger than the Bears, because your options are Sam Darnold, who we've seen. His ceiling, in my opinion, is an average number 16 in the league quarterback. That's what you're going for. And then if you go to a rookie, whether you somehow get Daniels or you go to McCarthy, that you're not going to get much out of them. Again, I'm not a draft guru. I'm not someone that's going to pretend I know what's going on, because, side note, nobody in Packers Twitter knows what's going on. Beat writers as well. No one knows what's going on. So, but if your options are the third best quarterback in the draft or Sam Darnold, and that's what you're rolling out there, that's such a huge trip from Kirk Cousins last year. And I know we only had him for a short time. So I'm going to go stock down with them, because there's no way their play at quarterback's going to match what Kirk Cousins did last year. And they even struggled to start the season with Kirk Cousins playing the best ball he's played in his career. So yeah, stock down for the Vikings.
Yeah, no, I say stock down too. I mean, I'm a believer that if Kirk Cousins doesn't get injured, I don't think the Vikings win the division, but I definitely think they make the playoffs. I mean, they were right there until the last 3 weeks of the season. You can't tell me that if Kirk Cousins isn't playing quarterback for them, that they don't win enough games to make the playoffs. And again, you know, is Sam Darnold better than the three guys that they trotted out there after, you know, Cousins got hurt? You know, sure, but I mean, you're now telling him for 17 weeks you're the dude, and teams know that. I just don't buy that. You know, again, Aaron Jones, the other thing is, you know, and I said this, as much as I hate the fact that the Packers lost Aaron Jones, but typically history has shown us that when the Packers let go of a player, a really good player, due to like them getting older and being a little bit more injury prone, and then that player like the next day goes and signs with the Vikings, it usually means the Packers were correct and that player's career is just about over. I don't wish that for Aaron Jones, but like that's what history tells us. So I don't think the Aaron Jones signing is going to be as big of a deal for them as they would like it to be. And, you know, again, you pointed out the defense, the things that they lost there. I still think the Bears will finish last in the division, but this is a team that I would not be surprised if they finish last in the division.
See, I'm the opposite. I think Bears are third. I think Vikings are last in this one. I think the Bears have done enough to kind of jump that. Obviously, they don't have the top talent as Justin Jefferson. He's arguably the most talented player, any position in the entire NFC North, just star caliber. Jordan Love could possibly get to that point. We don't know yet. We have 1 year example of him. So Vikings have that for them, but same thing with Aaron Jones. Yeah, he's going to be there. He's a top two back in the division. But how many games are you going to get him for? You don't get healthier as you get older. That's not a thing in life. I'd hurt my knee playing pickup basketball the other day. So I understand you don't get healthier as you get older. This man's getting cracked, and he's going to be 30 after the season. So what do they get him for? 8 games, 9 games? He might play well for those games, but what does that translate for in the entire season? Because we saw what we got from him this year was great when he was on the field. But part of the reason why we were only a 9-win team was because he was not there to help us. So the Vikings aren't as talented as the Packers are overall as a team. So having him there for let's say he plays half the season, give him 10 games. I don't know. You're obviously going to lose some of those. It's just there's a lot of question marks around that team. I love you, Aaron Jones. You're an incredible player. But Father Time comes at everybody.
Sure does. All right. Well, lastly, Packers. We didn't talk about their free agents, but stock up or stock down for the Packers after McKinney and Jacobs and, losing Aaron Jones, Bakhtiari, Devondre Campbell, stock up or stock down for the Packers right now?
I say stock up. Bakhtiari, Wash, we had him one game last year. Rashid Walker played well. We're going to draft heavy in this upcoming draft. Josh Jacobs, all pro 2 years ago, incredible running back, 1600 yards behind arguably a bottom five offensive line. Even last season, yes, he had injuries. The difference between his injuries and Aaron Jones, he's 26. He's had more carries. That is what it is. We have a 2 year deal with him. I'm not going to get into all of that stuff. That's a dead horse that's been beaten enough. I think that position improved. AJ Dillon's back. We'll draft there most likely. Our biggest weakness on defense was secondary, especially safety specifically. Addressed it. We'll bring in another one. It's stock up at this point. We've done two big players to come into big positions of need. Packers are a wild card favorite, possibly a division, not possibly a contender for the division. So I think it's stock up, especially looking at last year to where it was a lot of people projected us to not even have a chance at the playoffs. So this year, yeah, it's stock up.
Yeah, I would say it's a marginal stock up. Obviously, the big question mark still is, does Jordan Love, continue into year two? And if he does, then it's clear stock up. But obviously, like you pointed out, they addressed the safety at the position. Obviously it stinks to lose Aaron Jones, but they address that with, signing Josh Jacobs, a younger version maybe of Aaron Jones. And, obviously losing Devondre Campbell stinks, but last year he didn't really seem to be too happy in Green Bay. And given what we've seen on Instagram and stuff this week, doesn't seem like he wanted to be there anyway. So, that's really, how much are you really losing there? Even if he is talented, if he doesn't want to be there, if he's not happy, that can become a problem in the locker room. Bakhtiari, obviously we touched on, the problem with him was just he couldn't count on him to stay healthy. It's not a dig against him. It's just, reality. It stinks. It's unfortunate. But losing Aaron Jones, obviously, his leadership losing. I mean, we talked about it last week. I mean, you and I joked last week, like the two position groups that we were like, stay away from, don't sign, running back and safety. And here we are, running back and safety, and we're pretty happy about it. So,
first safety, we had specific ones we didn't want. Not as right. A position group. We didn't want Micah Hyde, and I did not want Gardner Johnson.
Well, it's funny now that they've, because there's rumors that there's mutual interest between Hyde and the Packers. And at this point, I'm okay with that because you got one of the best young safeties in the league. And now Micah Hyde can fill that other safety spot as a veteran for a couple of years while you work on solidifying the other safety. So I'm not like cheering for it necessarily, but like if they came out and did that, I would be like, all right, I'm good with that.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So slightly stock up for Green Bay. Obviously the big question mark is just going to be, how much does Jordan Love and, improve and does he continue? Cause if he does, I think it's mega stock up for the Packers. But right now, just based on what we know, slight stock up. They've addressed things that they need to, which is good. So, all right. Well, Jimmy, that was 40 minutes of us just rambling about, the NFC North, and obviously we're clear homers here, given really only any love to the Lions, but still while backhanding them,
the Bears, as much as I hate it, I gave some.
Yeah. I was the consistent Packer fan. I pooped on both the Bears and the Vikings. So, all right. Well, Jimmy, let's wrap things up here real quick. If people want to get in touch with you, follow your work, how can they do that?
Yeah. Follow me, Jimmy_C08. Anything I do is posted there. Packer Report, Pack a Day, Game on Wisconsin, any of that stuff. So just follow there. You'll get it.
All right. Sweet. I am on Twitter at @ProducerNickLB, but I'm not really – on there. Like the account exists, but heavy like quotes. I don't do anything with it. So, if you want to.
Oh, shoot, Nick.
Yeah.
Justin Fields traded to the Steelers.
Oh,
just happened right now. So,
yeah. Breaking news. Justin Fields traded to the Steelers.
They could do this 40 minutes ago.
Well, yeah. You know, Ryan Poles, what do you expect? Right? Like, okay. So,
Caleb Williams team.
Yep. Well, we assume it's Caleb Williams. I mean, it is still the Bears, and there is still the potential that they screw it up. Jimmy, is there anything in this report of compensation?
Nothing.
What are the Bears? Nothing yet. Okay.
Ian Rappaport tweeted it 54 seconds ago. I got a tweet that just said it. So, nothing on compensation. Son of a gun. I wish we had it for this. Would have been the perfect damn podcast for it because we're covering the NFC North. But anyways, nothing for compensation yet. But yeah, he is a Pittsburgh Steeler behind Russell Wilson now, or
interesting with
Russell Wilson. I don't want to say behind because homeboy sucks too. But
interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, I can't imagine it's a whole lot. I would guess what probably at best. If we're taking stabs at it, I would guess at best a fourth round pick.
In my opinion, I would say yes, probably a fourth round pick. They just got one from the Eagles trading Pickett to them, so they'd be comfortable giving a fourth, maybe a third at most. But I think a third is the absolute most that you would get for Justin Fields right now. So I would say most likely a fourth, possibly a third.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just scrolling through here, see if there's anything on compensation. I'm not seeing it. Well, let's be real, Jimmy. Anybody that listens to this is also on Twitter, and they'll know before they even hear our voices tomorrow.
It doesn't matter. I just saw that. I was like, oh, damn.
So, all right. Well, there you go. There's your breaking news. So new quarterback in Chicago will be starting this coming season. Most likely Caleb Williams, but we'll see. So, all right. Well, thank you, everybody, for spending 40 minutes of your St. Patrick's Day listening to us two idiots ramble. If you're a college basketball fan, enjoy Selection Sunday. That's always fun. I love it. So I know I'll be all about that tomorrow. So enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, go Pack Go.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.